Shem Lechem Sfidit Srench, Yeshivit Svesh Schus, Rami Arni Maras Yichio, the Schus Revis, Itzvi Maras Miriam, Chayo Sechalatza, Chalan Over Melo, Chayo Chayofeg, Masmin Hadis Basia, Tala Vigava Sardania, Brahavat Slav Chomase Yadeha, Tesis and Yavamis, and the Fyuram Bey Amid Aleph, asks, how come the Mishnah, when talking about cases where there's no, there's no Yibum because she's an Erva and she patras her Tsaris Yibum, so why doesn't it also say a case as follows? That Reuven with Makadish Leah, for everybody in the world except for Shimon, as far as Shimon is concerned, she's not married. Comes Shimon, he's Makadish Yistam. Shimon's Makadish Yistam. And now Shimon dies, and now Levi wants to do Yibum. So it should say that Levi obviously can't do Yibum. Why not? Because she's an Eshes Ish of Reuven. For the lady's concern, for she married Reuven, right? And Reuven married her for everybody except for Shimon. As far as the lady was concerned, she was married to Reuven. And then Shimon comes and marries her. Now she can't marry, and then Shimon dies, so Levi, Shimon's brother, can't marry her because she's an Eshes Ish. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that case? That it's Erva, and therefore Patrus her, and Patrus her Tsaris. And she's Tosfos, Yishlom Adelo Karina Legabe Eishes Hameis. No, no, as far as Levi is concerned, not considered Eishes Hameis. Your Parnes, Relev Neshe Kedushi Yachem, Yishem Eishes Ha'ish. She already became Aser, Atze Eishes Ish, like the Rosh Hashanah's Magi. She was already Aser before unto Reuven, Yishem Eishes Ish. She was already Aser before unto Levi, because she was Reuven's Eishes Ish. And therefore, lo chashiv erev makom mitzvah. It's not erev makom mitzvah, no mitzvah here. Because she's Reuven's Eishes Ish. So therefore, there's no mitzvah for Shimon's brother Levi to do Yibam on her. Rav Chanan, the Kovetz Arisim, Yabez Osei, understands with Divrei HaTosfos that since the Isser of Eishes Ach is not chal on the Isser of Eishes Ish to make kara, since the Isser of Eishes Ach was never chal, it's shelo b'makom mitzvah. And if he blives with the Kashi, he says that's on the court of Beis Shammai, that Eishes Ach isn't Chal on Eishes Ish. Beis Hillel holds that Eishes Ach is Chal on Eishes Ish. So therefore, it should be a Yibam Makom Mitzvah. It should be Erev Makom Mitzvah. This, that's the way Tosis teaches us in Tosis teaches Lam at Beis Oman Aleph. The Gamakai Gavna Chashiv Makom Mitzvah came to call Makom Re Eishes Achiv. As long as she's Eishes Achiv, it's considered Eishes Ach, it's considered Tzchal, the Yisr of Eishes Ach is Chal, and the Yisr of Eishes Ish. So according to that Tosis, the Mishnah, according to this Hill, should have mentioned that case of Reuven marrying her to everybody except for Shimon. Shimon marries her, and then he dies, and now Levi doesn't do Yibam, even though she's Eishes Ach, even though she's Shimon's husband. She's Shimon's wife. Levi can't, and she's considered Eishes Ach, but he can't do Yibum because she's an Erva. According to Beis Hillel, Eishes Ach is Chal on, even though she's an Eishes Ish. It is considered Makom Mitzvah. So Reina Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba explains, we've been going through the Shurim of Rabbi Abba, does that sound? That what Tosis means is that since Kedushei Reuven, or Kedushin Gemurim, vis-a-vis Levi, Mela, as far as Levi is concerned, Shimon never got married. As far as Levi is concerned, she's the Eishes Ish of Reuven, not the Eishes Ish of Shimon. And therefore it's considered Erva Shalom Makom Mitzvah, since Lagabe Levi, she's not an Eishes Ish, she'll Shimon. There's no Lefilas Yibum Mishimon Levi, because as far as Levi is concerned, she's not Shimon's wife. You see, in this place is holds, the legabe lefilah si yibum, it's not enough. The mashahaya la achamais ishus by yavama. Not enough that the dead brother, i.e., in this case Shimon, should have ishus with the yavama. It has to be she legabe hayavam tiyeh ishus achiv hameis. As far as the yavam is concerned, in other words, here in our case, Levi. She has to be considered Shimon, his brother's wife. And therefore, it's true, Shimon had issues with her, but as far as Levi's concerned, he didn't. Because as far as Levi is concerned, she's married, she's an Eshes Ish to Reuven. So, for Eshes Ishes, there's no Kedushin. Therefore, for him, the Kedusha Shimon are irrelevant. It's like they never happened. Because as far as Levi is concerned, she's an Eshes Ish of Reuven. And therefore, she's not considered Eshes Ach. There has to be, it's not enough that there's Ishus, Legabe the husband. There's Ishus, Legabe the Ach of the husband, the brother of the husband, the Yavam. For the Yavam's concern, she has to be Eshes Ach Yavames. And the Maharshal, Tosin Gittin, of Pebez and Bez, the Maharshal Fila writes, there were Reuven with Mekadesh, Chutz Milevi, and then Reuven dies. She doesn't fall to Levi, because Reuven. Reuven and Levi are brothers. And he's Mekadesh her, everybody in the world except for to Levi. As far as Levi is concerned, they're not married. So she doesn't fall to Levi, because Reuven. Why not? Because Reuven is a kaddish or chutz mi Levi. As far as Levi is concerned, she's never mukadeshes to Reuven. So it's the Maharsha. You have the Maharsha and the Maharsha. Yimrei Moshe, right, it's not mukhlech. Because we can say, gam b'kiddushei chutz yesh zika. Even if it's kiddushei chutz, Reuven says chutz mi Levi, there's still a zika to Levi. It's al kol panim, Reuven had issues with this woman. Ever would appear that the sort of the divrei of Maharshal and the Maharshal is Misfelas HaTesvis that we just learned. As far as Levi is concerned, she's Eishes Reuven and not Shimon. She doesn't fall before Levi Mikach Shimon. Because we require that Legabe Yavam, she should be Eishes Achiv, and it's not enough. But the brother, the dead brother had issues with her. It has to be that there's issues as possible as far as Levi is concerned. As far as Levi, the living brother, the Yavam is concerned. There's no Ishus here because she's an Ishus Ish to Reuven. So as far as Levi is concerned, the marriage of Shimon is to her is irrelevant. So too, if Reuven marries to everybody except for Levi, she's not no fellow Levi because as far as Levi was concerned, she was never married to Reuven. So Divrei HaMaharshal veMaharshal Miyusadim al Divrei HaTosfos. So that's all the Shitas HaTesvus. But the Rashba and Gittin and Dafayim Beis and Pei Beis on the Beis, your Maslow Havar Minah has argued the Tosfos on two accounts. And it's clear that Reuven comes Mekadesh except for Shimon, and Shimon is Mekadesh Stam, the Rashba writes. And when they both die, Bevas Achas, she's Eshes Shnei Mesim. Now, the Das HaTosfos in such an instance, there's no Nephilim is Shimon Levi. Since Legabe Levi, she's not Eishes Shimon, she's Eishes Reuven. Like we said, so it must be the Rashba holds that even in such an instance, there's a Nephilim is Shimon Levi. And therefore, she's considered Eishes Shnei Mesim. You see, Rashba argues with Tosfos and holds that there is Nephilim, right? There's no Yibne Eishes Shnei Mesim, but she's Neufel she's considered the wives of both. As far as Levi is concerned, she's considered both of their wives. Both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. Both Kasa Shama Rashba, and of course, Tosfos says, no, she's not considered the Shimon's wife as far as Levi is concerned. The Rashba also writes that when Reuven was Mekadesh her, except for Shimon, and Reuven dies, she's Aser to Shimon. Shekeshekidesh Reuven, chutz mishemen, umeis Reuven asura l'shemen. Kevan, de'eno noifel eila vela palga, ve'atzad she'en ezekuka nidon ke'erva. As mevoar she'arashba sover, she'afilu she'Reuven kidesh chutz mishemen, v'chozov k'shemesh Reuven, yish zika me'Reuven l'shemen. Ha'anud yish zika l'kidush e'chutz. So what happened? You have two brothers. You have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven is Mekadesh this Isha to everybody except for Shimon. And now Reuven dies. She's Asur to Shimon. Why? Because half of her falls to Shimon. And half doesn't. And the half that doesn't is considered an erva. And he explains why. But Al Koparim, what we see from the Rashba is that even though Reuven was Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon, nevertheless, when Reuven dies, there's Zika from Reuven to Shimon. Part Zika, part not. And the part that's not Zakuk is Nidon Ke'erva Kedivrei HaRashba in Shem. The point is, he holds that there is still a Zika to Reuven. Even though Reuven was Reuven's Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon, there's still a Zika to Reuven. So you see that there is Zika to Kedushei Chutz. We see two things, not like Tosis. Tosis holds that ain't zika l'kedushei chutz. If somebody says, I'm marrying you, if Reuven says, I'm marrying you to everybody except for Shimon, Reuven was mekadesh to everybody except for, in our case, it was Levi. And Reuven dies, she's not no fellas Levi mikoch Reuven. Because Reuven is a Mekadesh or Chutz mi Levi, so as far as Levi is concerned, she's not married to Reuven. So ain zika l'kedushei chutz. And yet here, the Rashba holds, yesh zika l'kedushei chutz. Reuven is a Mekadesh or Chutz mi, the example, we said the example is Chutz mi Shimon, let's say Chutz mi Levi. And Reuven dies. He's usher to Levi. Why? It's only half was Neufel. And this half wasn't, and that's Erva. But there's still a Zika there. This half is Zakuk. There is Zika made from Reuven to Levi, because you say Chutz. Tosis holds this not. We saw before, and Levi was Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon, and Shimon was Mekadesh Stam. The Rashba writes that she's considered Eish HaShnei Mezin as far as Levi is concerned. Why is she considered Eish HaShnei Mezin? The answer is, as far as Levi is concerned, even though she's an Eish HaShnei to Reuven before she ever married his brother Shimon, doesn't matter. She's considered Eish HaShnei Mezin, unlike Tosis, so well, it's not. She's only considered Reuven's wife, not Shimon's. So it would appear that the Rashba holds that the Siva Mechayeves Yibum is the Ishus that the brother had. It doesn't have to be Ishus Klape the in other words, the Klape the Yavam. All that matters is there's Ishus Klape the husband. And it doesn't have to be Ishus Klape his brother, Klape the Yavam. And therefore, Reuven was Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon, and Shimon was Mekadesh Stam. So it's true that like Abay Levi, she's not Eishes Shimon, only Eishes Reuven. Nevertheless, since Shimon had Eishes, that's enough to Mechayev Levi and Yibam Mikach Shimon. And never the Rashba sold Reuven to Kadosh Chutz Mishimon. She still falls to Shimon Mikach Reuven. Even though Klapei Shimon, she's not Eishes Reuven. Nevertheless, since Reuven had Eishes, she falls before him. So what's the Yisod HaMachlokes between the Rashba and the Emtesis? That the Rashba holds that all you need for Chiyuv Yibam is that she have Ishus Klapei her husband. Tosis says, no, she has to have Ishus Klapei the Yavam. Not Klapei the dead husband, but Klapei the brother.